Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
The very best day is
ESPN 97.5.
Set no substitutes.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday in the big city. You got Nick, you got Barry, you got Joel, and we got you as suspects, and we appreciate you taking us on the ride wherever you may be in the big city, work or pleasure or otherwise, as long as it's not two B's and one U, because that's going to be a staple now, Nicholas. You've created a monster.
Maybe Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones. They're like two butts in one underwear, and that's why he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid.
Jerry,
I mean, you guys are going to bring it back
Jerry,
up, so I'm going to roll.
Jerry knows Dak enough that he can do whatever he wants. Okay.
I wonder how cool they really are.
I've earned the right to be able to talk to Zach, to Deke that way.
Deke?
I don't like the Jerry Jones.
Dak and Zeke in one time. Yeah, they're two butts in one underwear.
I think you should work on that and bring it back.
You guys don't realize I've earned the right to be able to talk to
Zeke. Does
that
sound
like
him? Maybe I don't even know what he sounds like. That sounds more like Jack Nicholson.
No, I can do Jack a little bit.
Does it? Yeah. I always confuse Jack Nicholas and Jack Nicholson, by the way. Always. I try to reference one and end up referencing the other, without a doubt. But I think your Jerry Jones had a lot of Jack Nicholson in it.
Okay.
I could be wrong. You know, I'm always going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to a good marriage.
Mm-hmm. You hammer my Palillo, but guys at the remote,
they
loved
your Palillo. Yeah. I didn't hammer it because it's bad. I hammer it because it's mean.
That's not true.
You can't be mad at other shows for picking on us when you pick on
other
shows.
No, I've learned it. I learned that's the way of life with Ted and RJ. So I'm trying to do the same thing and fit in.
Ted and RJ.
Ted and RJ. So, I didn't even know what he was doing there for a second.
I didn't either. I was like, what the hell? Oh, yeah. Because he called who to call us?
Joey and Bernie.
Joey and Bernie.
Oh, God. Yeah. Bernie,
you're
really?
Bernie.
You're
gonna Joel
give me
is Joey.
Bernie? Of all the names you could have came up with, Larry, Jerry, you gave you Bernie.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass, Bernie. Get out of here.
Did he call you Dick?
He did not.
Oh, I'm just asking.
That would have been appropriate.
Good Text news, line. By the way.
Okay.
Good news out of Major League Baseball just announced. Alex Bregman is your AL Player of the Month.
Damn right he is.
Say what?
And without question, your AL Rookie of the Month, Yordan Alvarez. After you gave me a little bit of crap yesterday, he went yard.
I know. It was all by design.
Yes. I want to know who the pitcher of the month was in the American League.
I'm trying to see. He's the second Astro this year to win it, the AL Player of the Month. Because Yuli won it in July.
Yep.
So August is
consecutive
is
months
Alex Bregman.
For that, and consecutive. That's why I said I want to know who won pitcher of the month, because consecutive months pitcher of the month has been Gerrit Cole for July and August. I don't know who won September.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to look. I guess they announced it yet?
I don't know that I've seen an announcement on that. I just saw AL Rookie of the Month and the Player of the Month. But again, it's going to be interesting, because the fact that who got screwed the most in that game yesterday was Gerrit Cole, because 14 strikeouts set up for the win. And you and I have said, as we kiddingly go back and forth on the Cy Young race, it's a two-guy race. They're both on your team. And it comes down to, are two players of the month better than one no-hitter, and how it's going to shake out with about 20-some games to play in the rest of the regular season.
Mm.
I think you got it.
Yeah. I'm on this one.
I think the people should be happy that we had both candidates.
Correct. So Yordan, with his AL Rookie of the Month in August, now has June, July, and August.
Slam dunk. He wins it.
He is definitely your Rookie of the Year. Do you know who the last rookie was to win Rookie of the Month at least three times in one season?
I'm going to say the bearded wonder in Philadelphia, Bryce Harper.
No. In the AL.
Oh, in the AL.
Yes.
Mike Trout.
Aaron Judge.
Okay. I can see that.
2017, he won it four times. April, May, June, and September. Yuli won it in July.
I would
bet. In 2017. And then, of course, Juan Soto in the National League won it three times last year, And then it looks like Pete Alonso is going to win it at least three times this year in the NL.
Especially with Tatis out. That's his award now, too, with 40-some home runs. And I would be curious to see how many months that someone beat Mike Trout his rookie year, too.
When was his rookie year? Oh, here it was, 2012. Mike Trout won Rookie of the Year in May, June, and July, and August.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yoenis Cespedes won it in September, and Yu Darvish won it in April.
God, of those three guys, who are you taking? Pretty easy. I mean, Cespedes, he hurts himself riding a horse or something this offseason. But, dude, there's a guy with all the talent in the world. He's kind of like Yasiel Puig, only he can't even get on the field before he fights or gets some kind of random injury.
This year, Garrett Cole won Pitcher of the Month in June and July.
I thought he won July and August.
Nope, June and July. Verlander's going to win it for August of this year.
That's right. That's what I meant. Yeah, so he won the last two. Verlander will win this one, but I think the no-no and the fact that...
The no-no is cinches the deal.
Not only that, but we know how it is with baseball writers. Reputation says something, too. And when you've got a guy that's been along and has been around as long as Justin Verlander and doing it at the level he's been doing it at, people know the name. They know what he's done. And the fact that now you can say he's one of six pitchers in Major League history to have at least three no-hitters, that's pretty special. At 36, 37 years old?
Yeah, rarefied air to be sure. I wanted to look at what their months were for Cole versus Verlander because, I mean, all things considered, so Justin Verlander was 2-1 in the month of August with a 2.51 ERA, 47 strikeouts. Garrett Cole... 3-0 with a 2.36 ERA and 40 strikeouts. Garrett Cole statistically had a better month than Verlander. The problem is Verlander had a no-no.
If you throw a no-no, you kind of get elevated.
You're going to win pitcher of the month, especially if it's all if it's close. But I mean, Verlander lost a game in August. Cole did not.
And here's the thing too, because I did a sports map video for this that should be out this afternoon, that just says, look, if you're an Astros fan. Who cares who wins it? The fact that you have the only two guys that can win it. Because in other situations like this, we'd constantly hear with two players from the same team, whether it be MVP or Cy Young, they'd be like, well, they're going to take votes from each other. A year ago, it was Mookie Betts and it was J.D. Martinez, and they're going to take votes from each other. But that was a close race.
Yeah,
Charlie Morton has fallen off, and there's no close third that could say, I'm going to capitalize on these two guys taking votes from each other. They are running away with it, and it's just a matter of... Here's the other thing, why it hurt yesterday. If Cole gets that win yesterday, he's got 16. So he can get to 20 by the end of the season. Now I don't think he gets to 20, and I think Verlander already has 17. And again, we've talked about the schedule where there's just a bunch of teams sub-500 where if he just goes out and wins three of his last four or whatever it is, he's got 20 wins too. That's another kind of a mark, you know, a check mark that goes, yeah, he's a 20-game winner, and he's got all these stats, and he threw a no-hitter. Yeah, he's probably going to get it.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy when you look at these Astros, you know, sweeping the categories because, like you said, Alex Bregman is player of the month, Jordan's rookie of the month, and Cole or Verlander's probably
could
going to be pitcher of the month. Probably Verlander because of the no-no, but damn. Yeah. They're out here sweeping categories, and it tells you because somebody asked yesterday, is this team better than the 2017 World Series team? Yeah, because the rotation is a lot better, too.
And if you're an Astros fan, you love the fact that Verlander's going to win the Cy Young.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's one less thing you got to negotiate through if you're trying to bring Garrett Cole back. Because you know that he and Scott Boras are going to be at the table going, do you want the reigning Cy Young award winner that has done this, this, and this, and this? If you can at least scratch that off the checklist and go, okay, you're not going to get that, but you know we want you back. At least that's one less thing you got a hurdle you got to overcome to try and pay him to get him back.
Somebody texted you.
Me.
Yes.
Why me?
Hey, Joel. Hey, Joel, I just found out I'm a new dad-to-be.
Congratulations.
It says new-to-be dad, but I don't think that's the correct terminology, is it?
The applause is not for the grammar, it's for the baby.
An expecting father.
Which appointments did you think are the important ones to go to with the wife? All, some, or just one? Typical man.
Because it was our first child, and because... things you know the public doesn't know, but there was a lot of different factors involved. I made all of them for our first child. But if you have to choose or because of schedule and work and whatever, I would make sure you make the ultrasounds because I've shown you guys the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And with technology these days and how you get the 3D, 4D look and you can already see the shape of the face and the eyes and all the different things, those are badass. And they'll really, in a heartbeat, kind of make you feel like, wow, this is happening. It's very cool.
Nice.
So, I would say those are the most important, is to make sure you're at the ones.
I'm going
to
disagree.
As a father with experience, I can see how you would.
Well, I'm going to say it's also important to be there at the birth. You didn't mention that. I'm just saying, I mean, if I'm going to make an appointment, it's going to be when the baby's born, too. I'm going to go ultrasound.
Let me just let you know.
But I'm going to be there for the birth, too.
If you're having it all natural.
Joel obviously doesn't care and doesn't want to be there.
Mr. Hygienic and Squeamish, do you want? I don't see you sitting in the operating room.
I didn't say I'm
seeing all that go down.
I didn't say I want to see what, you know, this baby destroy. No.
Because if you're having it natural, there's no appointment. The baby's showing up when it shows up.
Whenever.
You don't make an appointment. You get in and you get in and they come out. And that's the way it is. The only way you can make an appointment for it is if you're having a C-section.
Well, it's good to be there, though. Either way.
And I was.
You should go. You want to take Eric's call before we get off the Astros?
Eric, you want to get back in on this Astros conversation and the conversation we were having earlier about Osuna. What do you got?
Yeah, I just have a question about Osuna and his lack of effort thrown to the first base. You think going back to Toronto brought up some old feelings?
I don't think it had anything to do with anything that happened going back to Toronto otherwise. I think that he felt bad from the minute he gave up the home run. And once he gave it up, I think all the wind was out of his sails. And I think it's his bad. It's on him. But the nonchalantness of the way he handled that, he's lucky it didn't backfire and make a bad situation worse. And hopefully he learned from it. But it was a pretty pee-poor effort.
There's going to be a stern talking to in his future if it hadn't occurred already. I have a feeling that A.J. Hinch pulled him aside. And no, I don't think it had anything to do with Toronto because this was in Milwaukee. Why would that?
Right.
No, I don't. Nice try, though, Eric. We know you like to stir the pot and say some controversial stuff, but that had nothing to do. One had nothing to do with
it. But you saw it, right?
Other.
I mean, it was just a really poor decision.
I mean, you know, as a former baseball player, if you aren't at least stepping into the throw, the chances of it being accurate diminish greatly. And he didn't. He just turned his hips and, you know, his upper body towards the base and threw it. And he very nonchalant about it, very casual. And after you've already crapped away the lead, that's the last thing you want to do.
Well, and I'll say this too, as an ex pitcher, the toughest thing sometimes you have to do
is throw
somewhere where you don't have to throw it fast.
Oh yeah.
So if you try to take something off of it, that's when you start throwing the lollipops or the balloons and you lose. So the fact that he had already given up a home run and he, like I said, he was deflated. And then he was just trying to be like, yeah, I'm just going to get this.
Yeah.
And he, like you said, he stepping towards the base you're throwing to helps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the fact that he had already had the body language of an I don't care, that doesn't make him look very good.
Somebody suggested you have to make those ultrasounds because that way you can line up potential DNA tests. All right. That has nothing to do with it, sir. See, not you. No, not you. They're just saying in general.
In general, yeah.
Yeah, not you.
Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
In analyzing earlier conversations you had about two B's and one U, doesn't it normally require that if you're going to partake, you should have a tight end?
Oh, my God. That's how he transitions into it.
I'm just saying.
I told you it was a disaster.
He was trying to help me out, though. But I am very proud to welcome in a new sponsor in Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Have you guys been, Joel or Barry? No?
I have not yet, but I've heard good things.
I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic spot. 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City, right there on 45 by Best Buy. And let me tell you, right when you walk in, you will not be disappointed. It's under new management. My friend Amy, who I've known for years, is not playing around, and she's hiring nothing but the best talent to serve you food, and not only food, but food made from scratch right there only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City. A bunch of cool promotions to be a part of. I believe the Suspects will be there once a month. Joel Berry and I will be there once a month to do a remote, so don't miss that. But some of the promotions that you can do with some of the beautiful women that they have there, Thursday night is Thirsty Thursday. Friday night, lingerie night, each and every Friday night. And believe me, you don't want to miss that. There's a live DJ there as well. Wednesday, meaning tomorrow, fantasy football dress up. So for those of you who have any last minute fantasy football drafts right before week one, Tight End Sports Bar and Grill right there on 2502 Gulf Freeway is the place to go. 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City, right next to the Best Buy on 45. Just an awesome place to get good brews. I've tried a number of items on their menu. Everything from the Hail Mary wings to the country fried chicken. So like I said, everything is made from scratch. You get beautiful waitresses serving you that food. So believe me, you don't want to miss it. Remember, tomorrow is fantasy football dress up day. So you don't want to miss that. Also on the 21st, there's a car wash. All proceeds go to charity. So you don't want to miss that. And remember, 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City. Everything is on their menu, made from scratch. Do not want to miss it. And remember, everybody scores at Tight End. So don't go anywhere. Tight End Sports Bar and Grill on 2502 Gulf Freeway.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, roll with round number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As you got Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. I think we have, I hate saying this, verifying it until the end of the show, but it seems, we have a suggestion for Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. So
do we?
It's okay. I don't like it, but I'll
So we're not going with Barry's suggestion? You didn't like it?
Did you like it?
I was okay with it. You know, it didn't bother me.
Well, if you're okay with it, then I think we could do it. I just, like I said, then I can't pick my Packers.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
You didn't want to do your thing?
Man, that was kind of harsh.
No, I... Somebody had texted or tweeted us. I don't know which one it was. But, oh, yeah, CJ said Clevinger got pitcher of the month. And I was like, get out of here. And I just went to MLB's Twitter account.
Yeah.
Pitcher of the month, Mike Clevinger. Son of a bitch!
I was like, what is he mad about?
Yeah.
Jack Flaherty got pitcher of the month in the National League. But who cares? This sucks. Reliever of the month, Aroldis Chapman. Felipe Vasquez and
they have a reliever of the month.
Yeah, Verlander got pitcher of the week.
You didn't know that, Joel?
Obs.
Well, Nick, I want to know how many Astros in that stellar bullpen have won reliever of the month.
Kiss my whole. What was that from? Harlem Nights.
Yeah, whole entire.
Yeah, kiss my whole.
One of Martin Lawrence's movies.
That's right before she got her pinky toe.
Or someone on a competing station feels like the Texans didn't make any bad moves.
Huh?
Yeah, someone over off the bad highway made the comment that if you don't think that the Texans made great moves this weekend, then you can kiss his.
No, that was Della Reese before she got her pinky toe shot off in Harlem Nights, right? Kiss my whole entire ass. That's a great movie. Harlem Nights?
Mm-hmm.
I got to put that up there in my top 10 movies of all time.
Really? That high?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I do. I just love that movie. The star power in that movie. As a comedian, mm-hmm. when you have a movie with Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Arsenio Hall, all in the same movie? I don't know why Arsenio Hall.
I was going
to
say, do you put Arsenio Hall in that same category?
No. No. Those people over there don't know how to group people together. Yeah. No, I don't.
Remember that? He was a big deal for a short period of time.
He was, but just having Eddie Murphy, Red Fox, and Richard Pryor in the same movie.
Yep.
Good luck.
That's got to
be top 10 for me of all time just because of that.
Okay.
That
little tidbit of information brought to you by the Banks of Berries.
Oh, you know what? Is that right?
What?
You're
absolutely on the fly guy today.
Yeah, you're totally. It's so funny.
Well, no, and you just randomly were like talking to.
Was JV's no hitter in September?
No.
September,
or was it? Oh, if it was Sunday, September 1st.
Was it Sunday?
That was September.
That's
1st.
Why he didn't win. Dag blab it. That's how calendars work.
Wait. We dag blabbed it after a kiss my ass and a son of a bitch.
Dag blab it.
It's like cut and shoot.
Trying to
out.
Clean it up Man. A little bit cool. for the kids. And then of course they have MLB Twitter has your Bregman and
Jordan,
yeah, player of the month.
By the way, Courtney's back.
Oh yeah, ooh,
about time.
Boy, I got for like a month. I would say it's probably a successful bachelorette party because she can't talk. She can barely keep her eyes open. And she, I said, "Hey, how was it? How'd it go?" She goes, "I'm back."
Does she smell like Mel Stripper?
Didn't get that close. Just know that she looks like she got hit by a bus.
Really?
Dang.
All right. Just like that. That means it was a success.
I guess so, right? So yeah. Maybe at some point we'll get the update, but just wanted to throw that out for you boys.
All right. Clarence has a question for us.
Clarence, what's up?
He didn't call?
No, he has a question, and I had to validate this as well because he retweeted somebody on Twitter, tagged all three of us, and said, please discuss this travesty. And it's Colin Cowherd's top 10. And I was like, there's no way this is his top 10. I go to Fox Sports Radio's Twitter account. Sure enough, NFL's 10 best teams heading into week one, according to Colin Cowherd. Ready? Mm-hmm. Number 10, Chicago Bears. Number 9, the Chargers.
God, without Melvin Gordon.
Number 8, the Cowboys. Okay. Number 7, the Packers. Here, I'll let you look at it because it'll make it easier to discuss. Number 6, the Texans.
Get out of here.
Number 5, the Patriots. 4, the Steelers, 3, the Rams, 2, the Eagles, 1, the Chiefs.
That's awful.
That's his top 10. His top 3 teams in the NFL right now are the Chiefs, Eagles, and Rams going into week 1.
Awful.
Yeah, I don't. There's that one. I don't know about the Texans. We talked about them being a top 5, top 10 team at the end of the year.
But you open up against the Saints. You got tons
of questions. You got tons of questions.
And your left tackle has no experience in your system.
We know why Clarence tweeted this because the Saints aren't in the top 10.
Right.
Are you a believer in the Saints this year?
Oh, absolutely.
And should they be in the top 10?
Oh, absolutely.
I would agree with that.
And they play the Texans in week 1.
Yeah, and that's probably going to help.
Have you seen their secondary?
Yeah.
Have you seen who's throwing into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, having the Texans at 6 is I would probably just take the Texans out and put the Saints in at 6 and maybe the Chargers fall, but even so, Phillip Rivers and that they'll air it out. I have faith in the Chargers defensively as well. I think they're going to be fine. I think that tandem they have in the backfield with Eckler and Jackson, they're going to be fine. I think they'll fill in
again.
Admirably.
You got Phillip Rivers,
yeah.
So you're in a good spot. But I think just going into week one, the matchups are important as well. So if he's saying that the Bears are at 10.
He doesn't have
10,
the Saints in the top 10, yeah, but he has the Texans
He has
6.
The Bears at 10 and the Packers at 7?
Yes.
Does that mean the Packers beat the Bears in week one?
That means that's what he's saying.
I think
Packers
that list
beat
is outstanding.
Oh, my God.
That is spot on.
All right.
Well, maybe not.
That's not good.
All right. That's the first half of the show. That means you still got 90 minutes to go.
What?
Plenty to get to in the second half as we warm it up and serve it to you
sound
hot.
Like a sumo wrestler when you do that.
What?
What? Hold on. Let me do it again.
What?
That's all I needed.
That? You're going to save
that's
it?
That's all I needed.
All right. You're welcome. Sorry, Joel. Well, you were trying to be a professional, and Nick interrupted you.
My bad.
HRP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can call that number, text that number, or hit us on Twitter. Second half, right around the corner. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Still to go. Second half of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects. You spend nice and I appreciate you taking us along for the ride wherever you may be in the big city. Okay.
That's so funny.
Snorting and laughing.
That is so funny. By the way, did you see what they did to me over here?
Yeah, you're playing
they
with your
microphone.
They
took away your microphone.
I love that they blame me.
Well, you broke your second mic stand of the month.
All right, I'm going to need you to, first of all, kiss my ass.
Yeah, within 30 days.
Oh, wait, August.
I'm
going
to need you to kiss my ass because I didn't break this.
So once a month, you're basically
breaking equipment.
It was
broken when I got
equipment.
In here, but they put on this. It looks like we're doing a podcast.
Oh, it looks like.
With this, but at least this one won't break. But I'm like, they're blaming me. How about we blame these cheap mic stands? Did you ever look it up and see what the ratings were on it?
I couldn't find it, but they got to be bad.
Oh, that's an indication itself.
Well, that's the reason why I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to bring it up until I found it. You want to bring it up on the air unprepared.
If there was ever something you didn't want to bring up that it was going to come up anyway,
you should have let me do more due diligence, sir. We would have had let me make a case for myself.
Hey, while we're making cases and Barry's doing some research on the fly, I do want to tell you guys Rice football is in action, and it's time to kick off the 2019 season as the Rice Owls take on Wake Forest, presented by IBEW. Don't miss this primetime Power 5 college football matchup as the Owls battle the Demon Deacons at historic Rice Stadium on Friday. So, it's a 7 o'clock game. You can call or text 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/tickets, and you can get your tickets to see the Owls take on the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest. Go get those tickets now.
What? You like that,
I don't
you?
Know why. You're I don't really? Know why. It's you're just
right.
Hilarious.
Now it does sound like a sumo wrestler.
What?
A what?
A sumo?
A sumo wrestler.
It's a sumo wrestler.
Sumo, not sumo.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's sumo. Sumo? It's not.
It's worse than two butts in one underwear, bro.
Nothing's worse than that.
But really,
don't try, yeah, don't try and cover that one up.
Two sous and one mo. That was weird. I found these, by the way, on Amazon.
This that exact one?
Yeah.
I was looking for it, you know, for like 30 minutes.
Trouble, you know what? You know that I'm getting in trouble for breaking an $18 mic stand. That's what I'm
multiple. You've broken multiple $18
no,
mic stands.
I haven't broken any of them.
Well, that was the second one. That one yesterday was your second one, yeah, that you broke.
This one has been broke. The one that I use has been broke like four or five times
I'm
since they
pretty
built
sure
this new
Nick
desk.
Can go back and check that, but you said I'm getting blamed.
Yeah.
I've seen the boom broken
for
twice.
Breaking.
Yes, I am.
Because you did it.
I'm getting blamed for it. That doesn't mean I did it. I'm getting blamed for it.
I'm with AD. You're sitting here like moving the boom so much. Nope. You just
don't appreciate it.
So it sounds like with Barry.
Then you break the boom.
Now watch Nick break that.
Oh, God, I hope you.
Yeah.
I wish you would have broke that
like
that.
This is not an $18
boom. No, that's
yeah,
more elaborate.
That is. Amazing. That held up because it's a professional radio
it's holding
mic
the mic
arm.
In place. I'm not sure.
No, it's an adjustable.
He's
it's an adjustable.
It up.
It's just an adjustable. See?
Yeah.
It's all good.
I don't know. This is better, though. At least this will hold up.
You won't be able to break it.
Oh my God, I hate you. God.
No, honestly, I've never seen booms break that frequently. Honestly,
Can I just tell you that when we came in on Monday, the arm was broke. What was here? Who was here before us? Sunday shows. So whoever's doing the Sunday
Drone.
Shows.
No, and then Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan, Moneyline.
But I didn't sit here on Sunday. I sat in that chair.
Oh, so you did it before? We'd have to check with Jerry and Josh.
No, how about you just go check Twitch, hoes? I was on that side, not this side.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren Lil sat here. I sat over there.
Well, then maybe Lauren
broke it. No, because I told her, watch out. It's probably broke. She's like, oh, it is. So it was already
bet she didn't play with it as much.
This was a good opportunity for you to blame somebody who could not defend themselves, and you didn't take it. You should have just blamed Lauren.
No, I would never do that. Lauren's a sweetie.
No one's going
to
say anything to her.
I would never blame her for breaking the mic. She's only here once a week anyways. That's not warranted.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I had asked yesterday, so I will make sure that the suspects are well informed. I had said that there was a rumor that veteran corner Orlando Scandrick had scheduled a workout with the Texans yesterday. It is not going to happen at this time. Vested veterans like Scandrick are normally signed by a team after the first game of the year based on the lack of ramifications for a team that signs them, and they're not on the hook for their entire salary and things like that. So look for the Texans to possibly be in the mix for Scandrick after week one.
I like it.
So we'll see. I wouldn't hurt my
feelings one bit.
Yeah, if he's got something left in the tank and he's a veteran with experience, I would welcome him into that secondary based on how uneasy I feel about it right now.
Agree.
So there's that.
Agree. Hey, everyone loved y'all's shirt this weekend at the Brewmasters event. Saw baby Dwight out there looking bored out of his mind. LOL. That's from your friendly neighborhood beer
salesman. That name really stuck, huh?
Mm-hmm. Baby Dwight?
Yeah.
But we appreciate your friendly neighborhood beer salesman out there repping the suspects. Speaking of suspects, somebody said, hey, Barry, can I get a shout out for my birthday? Love the show. Listen every day. And a shirt would be great. Would be a great gift. That's from Brandon. So, no, you can't get a shout out. And definitely no, you can't get a shirt.
Messed up.
What?
Just messed up.
What's messed up?
Did we get Clarence a shirt yet?
Happy birthday, Brandon. It was your job to get Clarence a shirt. You had one job to do and you didn't do it.
We were locked out. Plus, Clarence didn't show up.
Oh, wow. That's something.
He didn't show up to the appearance. I'm just saying. He couldn't have gotten one if he wanted.
They had food at Twin Peaks, right?
Absolutely.
And we told him that's where he had to go, and he was cool with it on Friday. Well, there's a double ox. I don't know what happened there. Clarence and food, and he doesn't show?
What?
How is that possible?
He's around food all day. He is a chef.
Right. You saw what he did at Nick's place and how quickly he did it and annihilated that Philly cheesesteak and that side of mashed potatoes.
That's what he ordered, the Philly?
Oh, crushed
it. I haven't had the Philly from there.
He ordered all the Phillies.
There was more than one Philly to be had.
You know at Nick's place that
it was Philly and the suburbs of Philly.
They actually import the rolls for the Philly cheesesteaks from Philly.
The Amarosa
rolls that Nick's place uses, they're outstanding.
A lot of people reminded me, by the way, about Robin Harris being in Harlem Nights as well. Totally forgot about that. Yeah, I should have remembered that as well. And they're saying Charlie Murphy. Let's not get crazy and group. Let's like adding Arsenio Hall in there.
I felt like Charlie Murphy didn't get famous until like
the Chappelle show. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he did stand up and stuff, but yeah, he became very popular for the mainstream.
Charlie Murphy.
Because of Chappelle.
Yep.
I don't understand. JC said, don't take this the wrong way. I'm thinking about making the baby's doc appointment. How many hours a day do you guys work?
What?
I don't know what that means.
Is he the same one that asked me the questions about what appointments to make?
Maybe he's trying to find out when to listen. Maybe that's what he's trying to do. Maybe he's just trying to find out.
Or maybe he's trying to find out if he's the dad.
You'd be surprised how many suspects listen to the show and don't know when the show starts. Like, really? They listen all the time, but they're like, does it start at 1?
That's why our hour 1 sucks.
Honestly.
Got to get you guys in here at 1 o'clock. What the hell's going on?
They just tune in randomly, so they don't know exactly when the show starts.
We're going to start stressing promptness.
Yes.
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 Get in here at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock and be ready to go.
Yeah. Don't be dilly-dallying around.
Coming in late or just kind of dragging your feet.
We work 6 hours a day, 3 hours on air and 3 hours of show prep.
It's pretty safe based on what games are on and easy, Jim.
If you're on the Twitch,
don't look.
I'm doing my Jim Adler there, winking a little bit.
Here, you want to borrow these?
Yeah. I mean, it's about right, though.
It's about right.
You got to remember, though, we have to, like, did you watch the game last night? Did you watch Notre Dame-Louisville?
I did. I stomached as much as I could. I was back and forth
after a
while.
I thought it was a good football game.
It was sloppy. That one sequence where they fumbled three straight times.
I thought it was a good football game because I was expecting a blowout. I wasn't expecting Louisville to hang in like they did.
They did come back a little bit, too, yeah.
I mean, come back. It should have been tied at the half, except for a stupid mistake.
That's what I'm saying. Before the end of the half, they got back in it.
They shot themselves in the foot a lot. I don't think Louisville was going to win that game, but if they can clean up the mistakes, I think that might be Kirk Herbstreit was talking about, well, can they win 6 games and make a bowl game? I think if they can clean it up, I think they would have a chance, and that's pretty good.
From where they were a year ago.
How bad they were last year. They won, 2 games? And it was against FCS schools?
And having to dig out of the Bobby Petrino disaster.
Yeah.
I actually liked him when he was at Arkansas. I don't know what happened there.
Bobby Petrino?
I liked him at Arkansas.
He couldn't keep his hands off the freaking help. Whether in the office or on a motorcycle.
Right. Well, he had that incident with that girl that...
Yeah.
But still, but from a football standpoint, I felt like the program was going in the right direction. So when he went to Louisville, I was like, man, this might not be a bad pickup. But he didn't perform.
It was bad.
Yeah, his career was just crazy. But he was always a staple associated with Louisville football.
Yep.
And then coming back, they thought, well, he's going to get it back where he had it the previous. Couldn't do it. Then all that other stuff comes out, and now to look at least how much, like you said, how they played, they hung in there, their players had a lot of can-do and everything that they were doing, so I think the program's going in the right direction. Notre Dame's a kind of a funky one because their schedule, not being in a conference, is tough, but they're going to Georgia in 2 weeks, I think.
They're in trouble.
Yeah, and I think, so all these people said 28% chance Notre Dame's there again at the end of the year in the Final Four. I don't think so.
After watching that game last night, and I realized they won it 35-17, but I felt like that game was closer.
I agree.
Than what the score indicated. And again, if Louisville cleans up some of their mistakes, that's a lot. Now, you could say the same thing about Notre Dame. I mean, you know, in book had a stupid fumble. Yeah. Didn't throw any picks, but neither did pass, but... there was a lot of mistakes to be cleaned up.
I think I think Book is the definition of the guy you're talking about in terms of a game manager.
Yeah.
And one of those guys, because of all the talent around him on both sides, he doesn't have to do too much. Just don't do anything to hurt a team.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what Notre Dame is, because this game should have been a lot worse, should have been a bigger blowout than it was. Actually, for a Monday night with nothing else on, it was a decent football game to watch. I was pleasantly surprised with what Louisville did, because honestly, I thought this was going to be like 60-3 or something like that, based on how Louisville played last year and Notre Dame. But I enjoyed having some college football on a Monday. How about that?
Yeah, that was the bonus. I just wish it was a better all around game the way it was played. Felt it was sloppy.
Looking at Louisville's schedule, they got Eastern Kentucky, Western Kentucky, Florida State, Boston College, Wake Forest. They do have the Clemson game, Virginia, Miami, NC State, Syracuse, Kentucky. I can see up to 6 wins on here. I think that team is good enough to obviously beat Eastern Kentucky, Western Kentucky. Florida State looked pretty awful.
Well, if you're looking at what are they trying to make a new in-state rivalry? They're playing Eastern Kentucky, Western Kentucky, and Kentucky. Hey Nick, here's a tidbit for you. And Louisville is in Kentucky.
Is it Louisville or is it Louisville?
If you're from there, it's Louisville. That's
it's
correct.
Not Louisville. But, Louisville is
not
correct.
How do you? Oh, it's not Louisville.
It's Louisville. Not Louisville.
What kind of bat do most major leaguers hit with? A Louisville slugger.
Or a Louisville
slugger.
But
isn't that a manufacturer or a brand?
But it's in Louisville, Kentucky. Or is it in
Louisville, Kentucky? I'm about 99.9% sure it's Louisville. Louisville.
I was arguing with myself last night that it's Louisville slugger, but we say Louisville, like the Louisville Cardinals. I don't know why we say it two different ways, but I had a really good argument with myself.
Who won?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
It would have sucked if I lost.
Man, I guess. All right, we're rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show, so we've still got plenty more to get to and go. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call that number, text that number, or hit us up on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
This is ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. As we have covered a lot of ground today, as we have talked about your Texans, we have talked about the Astros, a little college football mixed in as well, the Cowboys, and other things. Barry's currently doing stretch aerobics in front of the Twitch feed stream thing as you were touching your genitals.
Crotch chop, sir.
A crotch chop?
Yes. DX, the suck it.
All right. You created that, so you can use it whenever you want. All right, so hour number 2, 3-hour show.
No, they created sucking.
I don't know who did what anymore, but actually, I'm sure, like Nick said, I haven't looked at the text messages, but I would bet someone is explaining to us how to say Louisville.
Actually, if we're going to credit suck it, that probably was – who was there? What was the hooker's name in the Bible? Mary Magdalene?
Oh, now you're getting all religious on
this. Yeah, she probably created it. Louisville needs to learn how to carry the ball. That wasn't it. If you won, who lost? Okay. No, nobody's corrected us on Louisville versus Louisville.
Wow, that's got to be a first, right?
Yeah. The suspects are usually very quick to correct us on our pronunciation of things.
No
question.
So
I'm very surprised. But I'm going to stick with Louisville because I'm from Texas and I don't care.
I think if you're from the South, it automatically is Louisville.
Yeah.
But I think that
we live by our own rules.
If you go by what the correct pronunciation is for people that are residents or natives of Louisville, they will tell you that it's Louisville. I had a producer at a previous radio station that was from Louisville and said and made sure that it was pronounced Louisville.
Louisville. Mm-hmm. It just sounds
like you had a mouthful of marbles.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. And who was this producer so we can make fun of him?
It's a her.
Oh, well, who was she? Because she sounds stupid.
No.
It's Louisville. Do you say St. Louis? No, it's St. Louis.
I think it's potato. It depends on
You say Whataburger
each
or Whataburger?
Each different word is different.
It's not water. It's Whataburger. But if
down
you say,
here.
If you say Whataburger, I'm cool with that.
Because it's the South.
Yeah.
And we can say it how we want.
We water. Say what we want down here. You don't like it, go home. Wherever home is.
If you're from Philly, or you claim to be like Hallie, all you got to do is say, then you say, water. It's Whataburger.
Whataburger. And Ewens.
There's a lot of different.
Pittsburgh is Ewens. Instead of y'all, they say Ewens.
Really?
Yeah, Y-O-U-I-N. Ewens? Ewens. Promise you. Because when I was, back when I worked for Halliburton and traveled teaching Microsoft Office Outlook, that was the first thing I ever did in the IT business. I was in Pittsburgh, hungover, and they were like, I said y'all. And they were like, you sure do say y'all a lot. I was like, yeah, I'm from Texas. But y'all don't say y'all up here? No, we say Ewens. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You people are idiots, and I don't even know that you know how to work email.
How did you not get your ass beat?
I don't know. And just, they had fun.
Because I would say one thing about people in the Steel City. they'll whoop your ass.
You got to know how to. You don't go, you're a stupid ass. You got to say it with a little bit of playfulness.
I thought you were going to your full-blown Kenny Rogers there.
What?
You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
Ewens. That's interesting.
Yeah, Ewens.
Would have never thought.
Interesting is one way of putting it.
Google it.
Annoyingly bad is another way to put it.
No, I just don't like the word za. Let's go get some za, bro.
Yeah, that's another one.
It's pizza. Za?
That's for pizza.
It's pizza, not za.
Y-O-I-N-S.
Up
nope,
there.
That's
you
not
know,
it.
Don't you know?
The Midwest says it like
up
that.
Up there. Yeah, we got to go up there one of these days and get some of that beer and the brats, don't you know? You betcha. Oh, God,
Yins.
I tell you.
Yins is more, I guess, they said Ewens, but it says a common informal word used in southwestern Pennsylvania and the forefront example of what is commonly known as Pittsburghese is the word yins. Yeah. And
Billy Gardell would tell you that.
Alternatively, or less commonly used is yuns. And then to use in a sentence, it would be similar to saying y'all. Are yins coming to our place before we head to the Steelers game? Isn't that stupid?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Stupid. People from Pittsburgh are dumb.
And then we had people from Florida that were neighbors of ours growing up, and they said Washington.
Yes, that's a southern thing.
And birthday.
Oh, now birthday, that's a different
that's
thing.
That's on you. That's not a...
No, I had to put it this way. A lot of friends growing up that put the F in birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You picking up what I'm putting down?
I am.
But, and I was corrected. They'd be like, I'd have people like, what'd you say? Birthday? No, there's no F in it. Okay, I'll work on it. But yeah, Washer. Oh
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Washer and dryer for sure. That is, yeah. I got to wash my clothes.
Yep.
Yep.
That was a big deal.
I had to work on that. All becomes all.
That, yep.
All. U-L. All.
That's you. You do that a lot.
Got to get an oil change.
Yeah. Oiler change.
An oiler change?
Yeah, like they literally have a shop that's called Oiler_R change. Oiler change?
Nope.
Yeah, no. It's a chain. It's a franchise.
No, I'm just saying people don't say that.
They obviously do. Otherwise, they wouldn't have it misspelled incorrectly on purpose.
Oh, Lord.
I think they're implying like the Houston Oilers, and that's the oiler change.
No.
I would.
Like when you get your car set up.
Who are you with?
I'm with you, Pookie.
Okay. Thank you, Boo-Boo.
I don't think so. Maybe. I didn't interpret it that way.
Really? See, because I know like oil, like U-L instead of oil. But I'd never heard them say Oiler. But
I see,
don't know.
And you go back and forth because you do that, but then you call Dell Dale.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because of the ongoing. That was Granado's thing.
Well, no, because I didn't know it was. How do you say?
Dell.
Dell. I just, because again, I'm Southern, so I would say Dale. Hey, Dale. And he was like, nope, Dell. Oh, wow. I didn't realize there was a difference.
That's not my name.
Yeah, I don't know. I messed it up. I'm not. I think
everybody called him Dale the first time.
Dale?
It's like Kirsten. Everybody called her Kristen. Yeah. And she would get all upset about it. I'm like, let's be real. It's
whatever.
Your name is Kirsten. People got to get used to it.
People spell my name with an E and one R and an I. People are idiots. What are you going to do?
Laminac.
You good now?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yep.
Welcome back.
I'm good. I was just looking at the text line. It's Yins, you dumbass. Really? Because I'm pretty sure.
If it wasn't bad enough, you were correcting him. When you finish with you dumbass, look out.
I'm pretty sure I just read that it's yins, and the less often used Ewens. So you're a dumbass, and I'm going to block your dumbass from texting dumbass texts to this show or any other show because you couldn't be nice and just correct me. You had to say I was a dumbass. Since I was right, you're the dumbass.
Why are you blocking all the good texters?
No, he damn well should do that because now you know what's going to happen?
Dumbass.
Fred's going to get a text in the first hour. Can I get back on the good graces of the text line?
Yeah, well, good luck, 9075.
Yeah, okay.
You're getting blocked, 9075, you dumbass.
Hey, you want to talk some kicks in the final hour of the show?
Let's talk some, yeah, because I am going to do something that's pretty ghetto about shoes.
Okay.
You ain't going to do it, are you? No, you tell me if it's ghetto or not. Okay. I don't know. I'll let y'all be the judge of it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so that's coming up in the final hour of the show. We'll kind of recap some of the things, news of the day in sports, and, of course, news from your Texans, Astros, nothing Rockets. I know, Barry, it's disappointing, but it is true. So we'll get that going in the final 60 minutes of the show, and that's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, before but right we get there, now, I want to tell you guys about GetUpside. I love this app. If you're not using GetUpside, punch yourself in the face. You're crazy. You are leaving money at the pump. You are leaving money at the table. And I don't want you to do that. So go ahead and put that on your phone right now. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up. And guys, when I tell you you're going to love this app, I absolutely mean it. I've got listeners sending me screenshots where they have $400 in their GetUpside account, $130 in their GetUpside account, $25 in the first 3 weeks. What are you doing with your money other than leaving it at the pump and leaving it at the table if you're not using GetUpside? Put it on your phone right now. Don't forget that promo code Barry. I want you to get that bump in your first fill-up. I had somebody tell me they got $7 back using my promo code on their very first fill-up through the app. Now, if someone came up to you and said, hey, here's $7 while you're pumping gas, are you going to take it? Heck yes, you are. That's why you need to put GetUpside on your phone right now. There's no commitments. You don't have to lock into anything. If you don't like getting cash back for the stuff you're paying for, guess what? Just don't use it. It's that simple. But you're not going to get that cash back if you don't have GetUpside on your phone. So go download it right now. Put in promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5.